This is our tradition for many years. I'd like to invite everyone to join the mayor and council reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item on the agenda is approval of the executive session minutes of July 27th.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve the executive session minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay. There were two reasons for the executive session under the Maryland Closed Meeting Act. One was to consider acquisition of real property for public purpose, and the second was to consult with the council, our legal counsel, to obtain legal advice on a legal matter. We generally don't ask them for much financial advice. In any case, what other advice would you ask if in legal matter? All right, and next we have our minutes for the regular session of Monday, July 27th.
Make that motion also to approve as submitted.
Thank you. We have a motion also by Councilmember Goyas to approve the regular session minutes of Monday, July 27th. As proposed, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Let the record show that both motions passed unanimously and that all council members are present. Thank you. Next is approval of two special events. The first is approval of the Berlin Fall Cruisers, sponsored by the Berlin Chamber of Commerce, and it's being proposed as usually is in early October for October 10th, which is Saturday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Okay.
Me again. So, Larnette St. Amant, Berlin Chamber, asking for approval of the Berlin Fall Cruisers. This is my first cruisers, but I don't foresee any major changes from last year. I've already had a couple meetings, and everybody from last year is on board. And looking forward to a really successful event.
It's been very steadily well attended.
That's what I've heard, so I'm excited.
And it's probably the least number
stressful.
Of details. Stressful. Good word.
And if anybody would like to be a judge, feel free to anybody. I'm looking for judges. So
all right, does anyone, and it's the same layout.
Correct.
Main Street and a little bit of Broad Street.
Correct. Okay.
Can I make the motion then to approve the Berlin Fall Cruisers on October the 10th, 2015 from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.?
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve the Berlin Fall Cruisers sponsored by the Berlin Chamber of Commerce. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? All right, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming to see us.
All right. I'll see you again.
Sure, I'm sure you will.
That was easy.
Sure you will.
Have a good night. Yeah,
and have a good supper. Next is the approval for Oktoberfest on Berlin's Main Street on October 17th, which is a Saturday, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. When making the presentation.
This is an
Oktoberfest.
This is the Christmas rack party.
Thank you, ma'am.
Great. And Ivy Wells, our Director of Community and Economic Development, will make the presentation.
Thank you. I'm here tonight to ask for the road to be closed for our Oktoberfest and fall sidewalk sale for Saturday, October 17th, 12 to 6. We will have a pirate slide and pumpkin painting and scarecrow making for the kids, Burley Oak Beer Garden, lots of food options, live music, and a fundraiser for the Assateague Island Alliance, which will be the, I don't want to mess up the name of what it's called. It's the Hobby Horse Steeplechase Race.
what exactly
is it? Steeplechase
Hobby Horse. That's the little
race.
Horse with the head and the pole.
Yes, it is.
So even people my age can ride that?
Steeplechase.
You're going to have to jump over stuff.
That's correct.
Uh-oh. This might be a problem. It sounds harder than the high heel race. Good. Wow.
Oh, Born to be Wild. That's what it is. It's Born to be Wild Hobby Horse Steeplechase Race.
Okay.
And is that the fundraiser for?
For the Assateague Island Alliance.
Okay, very cool.
And when's that going to be?
The same day. That's going to be at one. There's going to be several different things going on during Oktoberfest. Mm. When I was here last year, I took lots of notes and I wanted to add some things. It's a really great event and I wanted to add some more kids' activities.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I'm going to mention is that most people do not realize it, but almost all of our events are multi-generational, and mm-hmm. I think that's one of the reasons they're so successful, and why we just knock on wood, mm-hmm. have never had any problems, other than somebody having a big line at the restroom, and
we don't even have that.
That's you always have that, but we have multiple ones out there now, and. I just think that's a big part of it, because I think that there's a natural disposition among people, regardless of where they've come from or who they are, to look out for each other when you're talking about kids all the way up to grandparents. Okay.
I think this is going to sound like a very fun event, and I'd like to make the motion that we approve this. Nice rack heart. I love the
I haven't even done the I have somebody working on the I did that myself.
I love the tagline, put your money where your main street is. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's great.
Yep.
So I would like to make that motion, sure. Mayor, please, that we approve this and move forward with this. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Great. Thank you. We have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve the Oktoberfest for Saturday, October 17th from 12 noon to 6 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Next is the proposed new purchasing policy, which is under Resolution 2015-11. It repeals and then replaces or reenacts Section C7-23 of the Town Charter titled Purchasing and Contracts. Laura, would you want to hit the highlights of what the major differences are? Some of these differences are more recent, others have not changed since possibly the 1960s.
Sure. So probably the most significant change the policy proposes is increasing the purchasing threshold from $1,000 to $10,000. Based on our analysis, the cities of Ocean City, Princess Anne, and Worcester County all have a $10,000 limit. And we did do some research, and as far as we can tell, the $1,000 purchasing limit has been in place for at least 28 years. And so we're recommending that be increased. The new policy would require purchases to be approved by the city council above the $10,000 threshold. Everything below $10,000 would be handled at the staff level, either by a department director or by the town administrator. The policy delegates a $5,000 purchasing threshold to department directors. It also requires weekly reporting to the mayor and council, and it includes a requirement for us to produce a check run report and put that on the agenda, put it in the packet at least once a month so that everybody can see what we're buying and the council would review that as part of its meeting. The policy expands the use of credit cards. Currently we have credit cards issued to several key staff. This policy would expand that to superintendents. It also would enable staff to use the credit card for lower value purchases, mainly in an effort to save some money on the check processing costs that the town's currently incurring as part of its payment process. And perhaps most importantly, certainly a key component, is it promotes green purchasing. There's a sustainable element to the purchasing policy. And we've got Steve Barr here, who may be interested in making some comments about our proposal, but there's the green purchasing component as well. The policy provides additional details on the competitive bidding process above what the town currently has in place. This is intended to provide consistency across all departments, and it provides a definition for the emergency procurement in terms of what an emergency is. Also, it applies the town's ethics code to all purchases. So that's probably the highlight of the changes right there.
Does any, first of all, Steve, would you like to enumerate on the, with the environmental preferable way that this policy works?
Well, I actually had very little to do with this specific process, except that it emanated from working with Jeff on the Sustainable Maryland Certified Application. And one of the actions, that, as they call them, that they recommend municipalities consider is to adopt a green purchasing policy, which is essentially to build into your purchasing process the consideration of greener alternative products. Not to the exclusion of, sometimes those products are more expensive, sometimes they're the same price, sometimes they're less expensive. As I understand, having read this policy, it's really couched in terms of whatever practical, which could be either financially or logistically or practically. So it's not binding the town to purchase the green products, but it is certainly encouraging and building into the normal course of events consideration of those alternatives.
Okay, great.
The only other thing I would add is that in the course of looking at the Sustainable Maryland Certified materials, they have a variety of resources that the town can take advantage of to help explore what alternative products might be available.
So that they have actually, like, well, I'll call it like a list?
They have links. There are various organizations that have developed kind of best practices for towns to consider, as well as resources for where you might find alternative products.
Great. That's, that was a heck of an explanation. No, really, but it's, thank you. Because I know myself, I was kind of not real sure. I knew the intent, but that, I appreciate that very much.
I think it's the right thing to do, and it's not binding the town to buy more expensive products if that doesn't make sense.
If it doesn't make sense, but at least hopefully encourages everybody to take a look first. Great. Does anyone have any questions?
I do, a couple quick ones. I had some question about C, between 5,000 and 1 cent and 10,000 informal bids from at least three sources must be obtained. You know, documented written quotations from vendors should be attached to the purchase order. Are we going to, like, bid that in-house, or are they going to advertise to bid, or just make a choice amongst themselves, you know, three vendors to go with, or will that be put out to the public, something between 5 and 10,000? Because, see, over 10,000, it says an invitation to bid publicly advertised. So we're skipping that process in the 5 to 10,000?
It provides for an informal bid process, so we would still need to have documentation. And in some cases, you know, what we would do is, if we felt like it was warranted, we'd have a formal bid process anyway.
Okay.
But it's not required by this policy. So the formal bid process would be required for items valued or services valued over $10,000.
But a purchaser would still have to do that price comparison.
Correct.
To make sure we're trying to get the biggest bang for our dollar.
In all scenarios, right?
Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
If there are no more questions, I'd like to move to approve.
Mary is indicating that I need to read the resolution.
Because it is a charter amendment,
okay.
We do need to at least read the new language that is
okay.
Being...
Or the resolution needs to be read, so either I could do it, or if you'd like to read it.
That's all right. Go right ahead.
Resolution number 2015-11, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin, Maryland, a Maryland Municipal Corporation, repealing and reenacting section C7-23 of the Town Charter titled Purchasing and Contracts, whereas C7-23 as currently written does not reflect modern practices in purchasing, and whereas the Mayor and Council desire to adopt a purchasing policy to be maintained and available in the office of the Town Administrator and or his or her designee as amended from time to time. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin that C7-23 of the Town Charter be repealed and replaced as follows. So purchasing and contracts. All purchases and contracts for the town of Berlin shall be made according to the purchasing policy as approved by the mayor and council and as amended from time to time. Said policy shall be maintained in the office of the town administrator and or his or her designee and shall be made available for inspection upon request, subject to the provision of the Maryland Public Information Act. The above resolution was introduced and duly passed at the meeting of the town of Berlin, Maryland, held on this day at this year. It becomes effective 50 days from the passage of the resolution.
So again, I'd like to move to approve resolution 2015-11.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to adopt the new resolution for the new purchasing and contracts policy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. And also I want to thank Councilmember Burrell because I know he served as a council liaison during this whole process, which I know didn't happen overnight. I'm not sure. But thank you. Appreciate it.
And then there's also a motion to approve the purchasing policy, which okay. is a separate action.
I'd like to now entertain a motion to approve the purchasing policy itself.
Move to approve.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve the purchasing policy, all as explained by the town administrator. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next, we have a recent revision as of today, in addition to the agenda, and this is a motion to approve the authorization of a contract with EDSA to complete a feasibility and land use study for the Tyson property, which is under contract by the town of Berlin. And
I need to recuse myself.
Okay, help yourself. And the reason council member Purnell is recusing himself is because he is one of the principals in BPN Properties North. And basically, throughout this process, if he reads anything, he knows anything about it, he has to read it in the newspaper. So whatever you all know is what he knows. So now what we're doing at this point is the first step was, of course, negotiations with the property owners to come up with the terms and conditions of purchase of the 60 acres. Second was the environmental study, which has now been completed and was very positive and probably well beyond any of our expectations we could hope for, and basically is a green light to move forward for the various uses that have been proposed. This step is the third of four steps. Third step is to hire a contractor to look at all the different ideas that were proposed to the mayor and council during the strategic planning session. I'm not an expert, but I would say there's probably more ideas than there are what 60 acres can do. That's hard. But that was wonderful. I'd rather have a community full of great ideas, and many of them very exciting. These folks are experts in the use of special facilities have done work worldwide, including two different communities, Towson, Rockville, Maryland, plus Charles County, Maryland. Plus, they've done extensive work for Disney World. Disney. Yeah, they are highly recommended to us. They are our selection committee. Looked at several good firms. It wasn't because there was just only one good firm. They had three finalists. And this is a recommendation, and the cost of the study, which would be completed in approximately 6 weeks, starting very as soon as possible, within a week or so, the cost to the town is $34,500. And this, of course, was anticipated. The exact amount we didn't know, but the cost was certainly anticipated as part of the budget and part of the process of this. As the feasibility study there's so many possibilities, but whatever they end up recommending is, you know, here are your options, here are your recommendations. The next step after feasibility study will be the actual process of the town going to the bond market for financing, and what are those particular kind of bonds called?
Taxable
bonds in the open market. According to Natalie Fitzley, the town financial director, our timing is very fortunate because there are some other municipalities and government aid groups that are looking for bonds at the exact same time. The larger the pool, the better rate you usually get. Mm-hmm. So that's why we want to proceed with the feasibility study this time. It's generally in the time frame that we had originally set up for the timetable of this process. We were hoping to be here at this time of the summer. We are. We now move forward with this feasibility study. Then as it concludes, then we would know what the recommended uses are for Tyson. Like anything else in life, you can have what you want, you just can't have it all at once. And that's the only thing I want to warn everybody, that there are many great ideas. And we're, I think, making the right decision in bringing in some really top-notch experts to help us decide what are the best options in multiple uses for this property for the benefit of our residents and our guests. So,
With all that said,
do we have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve authorizing the contract with EDSA to complete the feasibility study and land use study of the Tyson property.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to authorize the contract with EDSA Incorporated for $34,500 to complete the feasibility and land use study for the Tyson property. All in favor?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All opposed? All right, thank you. Thank you very much. And I think we're all excited to be at this point.
It's a win-win.
I can't help but think back about those days in January and February when we were having those multiple meetings, strategic planning meetings, and just kept hoping, I sure hope all this is doable, and it's looking more doable every day.
Well, I think it's important to note, too, that the mayor also mentioned that, you know, the study that was just completed, that the land is clean and usable, and it's at a higher standard with what we would propose someday maybe to do if it goes through. That was very important.
Yeah, that was probably the most critical mm-hmm. part of the decision-making process. And, you know, like I say, it turned out better than our highest expectations, so we can move forward confidently. And now it's a matter of having the best use, coupled with hopefully the most responsible and effective use of finances to make those uses happen. Alrighty. Anybody else have any comments or questions?
Yeah.
Yes.
Glad to hear that the Tyson property is going well for the redevelopment of that. I would like to just ask, when you do these type of projects, where are these requests for proposals advertised? I personally know many, many different land planners and civil engineers, and I had not heard about this in order to relay the information to some of our local professionals.
I can answer that.
Yeah, sure.
So we post to a RFP RFQ clearinghouse called Demand Star, which has been the town's practice in many years. I'd say more than 5 years. We also advertise in the local paper, and we did direct mail to some organizations that were recommended to us or that we were aware of. So we did that in all three. I'm sorry.
It was also on our web.
It was on our website as well. Thank you, Mary. So we did all four of those. And that's typically our practice whenever we put any kind of a service out to bid.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Is there going to be any opportunity for the public to, Right, is this pretty much a closed process now? These guys are going to be able to do their thing, or is there going to be an interim report or anything like that?
Yeah, there will be an interim report, so we can get a general feel. But generally speaking, we're not. I would be opposed to any plan where we plan a multiple use, significant public investment by show of hands. It's just not going. But the way we looked at it is that in the process we wanted to get all of the ideas during the
strategic planning process.
Because it is what will be, two things, what will make sense on the property given the attributes of the property in terms of land and water and space and all that, the buildings and the conditions that are there, its proximity to the railroad, its proximity to major highways, all those kinds of things. But also, there's a variety of suggested uses for it. And then we also wanted people to feasibility study, take a look at the potential impact of this property on Greater Berlin. So we're trying to meet a variety of needs, from the big picture as to what this property can do that could still be making a difference to this town 20, 30 years from now, all the way down to, okay, there's some specific things that are not even available to residents of Berlin that are commonly available in Snow Hill, Pocomoke, Ocean Pines, and Ocean City. And that's, so we're trying to kind of not just solve one or two things, but see how many possible things we can do with the means that we currently have, and then what would be first, what would be second, what would be third. The interim report would basically give everybody an idea, hey, this is where it seems to be headed. Get some more input, but it's not. I don't want the people to think that, okay, we're going to put out a survey after we spend all this money with professionals who've been doing this all over the world, and then say, oh, that's not practical. But if that's what it will be a compromise, as is much of democracy. You know, we'll do the best we can with what we got, with the input that we have, and obviously we're not going to start building anything until we have a show and tell, you know, and I think the show and tell is an interim part of it. Sometime this fall, will that be a fair?
Yeah.
Fair, best I can tell you right now, sometime this fall. Sure. No. Good. Good question. Thank you. Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Or comments? All right. Next is our departmental reports. First is Finance Director Natalie Salee.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to give an update. We've gone through initial review by PKS and Company, our auditors, of 2 days, and I have spoke with people who were on site for 2 days, and they said everything went well, and they've done so much and accomplished in 2 days, but they're returning in September 9 through 11 for the main week of audit, and finance department working in preparation, basically getting ready with reports and paperwork that they requested ahead of a time. Update on the Tyler Technologies, we are in the process of acquiring basically we've requested from the current existing Logic software a proposal what would be for us to have all our information converted to our new software, Tyler. And they've given us a proposal, and we've put 50% deposit, and we should be moving forward with Logix to extract the data and convert it to Tyler. Working on refinancing of 2004 electric bond as well during that period of time, and we've mailed disconnect letters yesterday, disconnect for the utility.
Right.
That's all I have. Thank
Good.
You.
Good. Well, thanks. Thank you. Next is Water Resources Director and Public Works Director Jane Kreider.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. The Mayor and I will be attending a Healthy Waters workshop in Ocean City on Wednesday evening at the Convention Center. This is the first of many meetings of a fairly large contingency of Eastern Shore municipal and county government officials and staff, basically to discuss our water environments and what we can do to protect and enhance the water, our water ecosystems.
And what I think other council people may be there. I think Councilmember Hall, but
okay.
others yeah. will be there as they can. But we had to sign up, formally sign up.
Yes.
That was earlier in the summer. That's all I did.
Month and a half ago or so. Also, tomorrow, the electric department and water department will be traveling to Smyrna, as well as Natalie, to look at the AMI system, metering system they are utilizing. That's Clara. And we hope to be educated there. Fencing and the fencing around the horseshoe pits and the benches will be installed at Henry, and the monument will be installed at Henry Park within the next 2 weeks.
Oh, that's great.
So you'll see a
video. Maybe see some pictures at the next meeting, maybe?
Sure. I won't be at the next meeting, but I'll make sure I get some pictures for Vicki too.
Great. Thank you.
That's about it.
That's great. Thank you. The next is Administrative Services Director, Mary Boland.
Currently, I'm working on a Community Parks and Playgrounds grant application for permanent restrooms in both Henry and Stephen Decatur Park. The way their program is set up, I have to actually submit separate applications for each park, but it's within one funding round. We're exploring our options because of running water and sewer, which we did decide would be the best option. We can go with a chemical system, but felt like that wouldn't, as long as we're upgrading, we want to do it right.
Right.
But with running water and sewer, we have encountered some difficulties as far as location goes to make it practical without being just a grossly exorbitant expense. But Jane, Public Works and Water Resources and Wastewater actually have been working very hard, so we're figuring all that out. Sometime within the next week, I will email the actual application to you so that you have an idea of what the funding is going to be. It's due on the 19th, so unfortunately I can't bring an application actually before you in a public meeting, but I will provide those copies to you to get your feedback on that. We are looking at probably about $300,000 for both parks.
That for total for both or
total for
okay.
both.
Okay.
I can't exactly say it's 150 per, but it's about 300 total.
Great, thank you. Thank you. That's very, very good news because I think that was just brought up very recently by Councilman Burrell. Mm-hmm. All right. Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'd like to talk about the Main Street SHA project, the sidewalk replacement project. It's pretty well completed now. They have to come back and do what's called a punch-out list. They have to fill in a couple of spots around the street lights and things like that, but it's pretty well finished now. It looks really good, too. They did a good job. And most of the business owners seem very happy with their work, and they did a nice cleanup, and it all looks great. Also, in the past couple of weeks, we had our meter reading and that type of thing, and then at 229 Branch Street, which was the modular home that went in on Branch Street, we installed the underground service to feed that. And then also on 305 Washington Street, which was a commercial service, we installed a new service there. At Savage Substation, we installed the equipment for what's called voltage regulator reduction. Basically, you lower the output of the regulators, and it can reduce your overall purchase demand by 2 to 3% on the purchase power side of the grid. And then also, Cannery Village, we installed the primary to feed the pump house that's going to be in there for the sewage pump. And Decatur Street, we trimmed some trees over there. They had a tree fire that occurred. One of the cedar trees caught on fire. I guess it was really dry because of all the heat. So we went in there and did some tree trimming. And then also on the peak shaving for the summer, we have ran a total of 5 times so far this summer. And the DPL peak occurred on July 20th, which was 3,745 megawatts. And then the RTO, which is the regional transmission, over the entire region, that occurred on July 28th, which was 144,000 megawatts, 582.
Were we generating for both of those states?
For both. And so far we've ran five times and we've hit all five highest peaks. So we're doing really good.
And isn't it five that the total?
Yes.
So
yes, sir.
It would have to be a hotter day to replace the lowest of those very hot days.
That's correct.
And yep. It's just maybe a little early yet, but generally speaking, shouldn't the worst of the summer be behind us? Maybe.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. It all depends, right?
Yeah. Like last year, for example, we ran six times and we hit all five peaks. So that was really good. And so far, we've ran five times and hit all five.
And that was a significant savings, I remember, when we went through the budget. And,
yes.
And diesel.
Diesel oil. Fuel.
Yeah.
Diesel fuels.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Excellent. That's
thank you.
Fantastic. Very good. Mm-hmm. And now we're working, are you, if I understood correctly, that it's with AMP that we're getting our direction from, the American that, Municipal Power, as far as
that's correct.
Advisories and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Next is Police Chief Arnold Downing.
Good evening. I think we can start off with the Peach Festival being very successful. And I would say that the coordinators for that event did a very good job in planning. Probably stealing a little Ivy's thunder again. But we definitely want to go ahead and say that we're very great to work with. Our officers didn't have any issues. They end up selling out right near 4:30, and it was one of the smoother events. So we definitely wanted to go ahead and expound on that, that their effort to come in, sit down with staff, and go over the details well before was definitely appreciated. For us, the National Night Out was very successful. We had a great turnout, but better so than that, our partners came out in strong force. I want to go ahead and note some of the partners just to go ahead and let everyone have a feel of the group of people that came out to go ahead and assist in making this a success. We've had financial institutions come out and be on site and provide service and read time to the children. We have there had public safety come out in the form of the Fire Marshal's Office, Sheriff's Office, Maryland State Police. So again, to have all those guys coming out with the smoke room, providing information in the Maryland Fire Department is very successful. And one of the highlights was actually Trooper 4 coming itself and with their schedule saying that we'll go ahead and give you an hour of our time to be here if we're available. We also had nonprofits show up in the form of Brave, Worcester Youth and Family Counseling Services, Berlin Community Association. They all provided resources. They have provided supplies with Brave, face painting, crafts. Berlin Area Ministries, which was always one of our biggest ones, they set up and provided all the food. We're talking about snow cones, popcorn. We're talking about hot dogs, hamburgers, and music for the entertainment. And again, we either have 10 different churches coming in saying that we will do this. They take care of that, and that's all they take care of. Another one said, we'll just do cleanup. And when you can go ahead and get a group of people to come together and work like that, it's very special. We also had Kurt Burgess Funeral Home allowing us to go ahead and use tents. And I know I'll go ahead and miss someone, but we had a local radio station on site. And we can go ahead and list out again a couple more, Assateague State Park and some other ones. But after that, then the town staff itself coming out all the way through that day, number one, asking the questions, what do we need before to set up and to be there at the end? We did not stay out there 2 hours trying to clean things out. When the event was over, it was very smooth. And again, with there, say Jane, who was out there personally, and her crew that actually did a lot of work, thank you very much. Tim, his staff came out, made sure that all the lines and everything were covered, people weren't tripping and falling. We want to go ahead and there, you know, personally say thank you very much for relieving us of all those things. All we have to do is up there say a show's going to happen, and it ends up happening. And
that's called delegation.
It is. And again, years past, I had a lot more work to do. I have great people and staff, and a shout out goes to Claude Holland, who actually, again, made all the contacts to the people and made sure that everything did happen, happened on time, and his son was there with him volunteering all the way through that process. So again, we don't often get to go ahead and say the thank yous out loud. We're going to go ahead and send letters to everyone personally, but we wanted to go ahead in public during this forum to go ahead and say the only reason that we have ever had successful events is because of successful groups coming together. We can have one great group. They can't do it all by themselves. But when everybody comes together and puts in that part, it goes ahead and goes a long way. And we're very appreciative of that. After that, we'll go ahead and say we did have a kickoff meeting 2 weeks ago for the site review and design of the Burlington Police Department. We'll be having another meeting on Wednesday. Fantastic group of guys to go ahead and work with. They're asking all the right questions. And again, the next meeting is going to be on Wednesday. It has changed to 8:30. And we're definitely have planning and zoning there. Laura's going to actually be there, time permitting for everyone for the new change in time. But we're progressing and moving forward.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Excellent. That meeting is 8:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Here.
It's going to be in planning and zoning in a little small room.
And that's this Wednesday?
It's this Wednesday.
8:30. Okay. Thank
you. We'll go ahead and try to shoot out the minutes of the kickoff meeting and just make sure that everyone stays abreast of everything and how everything's moving forward.
Good. That's an excellent report. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Planning Director Dave Engelhardt.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a couple of items. This past Wednesday on August 5th, the Board of Appeals met and they approved a signage plan from Arby's and the Royal Farms so that they could move ahead for this week's Planning Commission meeting on the 12th, day after tomorrow, for final site plan approval for both the Arby's and the Royal Farms. Also on that agenda, it'll be a busy night. The Stephen Decatur Road project for the apartments called Oceans East by the Rainier Group, they'll be seeking final site plan approval. One item there, there will be a text amendment for a public hearing for the Planning Commission. That will be in September. We have a restriction right now on multifamily dwellings, apartments, to be 12 units wide at their maximum. This text amendment that the applicant's attorney and our town attorney, Dave Gaskell, have worked out together. So we'll hold a public hearing to take input on that. The Planning Commission will decide. It basically still requires that 12 unit maximum, except where the best practices of zoning and site design as decided by the Planning Commission. And in those cases, it's always a recommendation to your panel, to the Mayor and Council. So after that, we would have to hold a public hearing, duly advertised, for you to approve that, you know, that text amendment to our ordinance. So we're following through on that. There wasn't time to get it in for the legal advertising to make this meeting. So I know that they're going to seek site plan approval for that project, contingent upon that passing, that text amendment coming in the future. The only other item I have, Carolyn Duffy, our permits coordinator in my office, she will be attending Wednesday as part of the MACO conference. There's a Planning Commission member and Board of Appeals member workshop. This was part of the MML training that we had. They held it on a Sunday.
Yeah.
The town administrator, myself, Council Member Hall, and Ivy Wells had attended it on that Sunday, as well as several of our Board of Appeals members. I thought it was beneficial. She go. It shows how they run the meeting, some of the legalities, some of the twists and turns. And she right away said, yeah, she wanted to go. She wanted to be. So she'll be attending that Wednesday morning. So that's all I have.
Very good. Excellent. Thank you very much. Next is Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a handful of things. I want to thank Tim publicly. We put together a formal succession plan. He had a lot of input on that. He's laughing, but it's complete and signed, sealed, delivered, if you will. Wednesday, day after tomorrow, I have the workers' comp folks here to do their annual audit, and that's the pre-audit's done, and they should be in and out relatively quickly. Friday at 10:30 in this location, you all are invited for cybersecurity training. It'll run about an hour. The proctors will be cards, computers, and if you make the presentation, I promise you a sandwich. And then on the 18th of August, scheduled in the morning, is our ethics training. Again, you folks are kindly invited.
Great. What time's the cybersecurity?
10:30.
This Friday.
Right? This Friday.
Great. Excellent. Very good. Thank you very much. And next is Ivy Wells, our Economic and Community Development Director.
Good evening again, Mayor and Council. Just a few things.
First, as you know, I'm working on Oktoberfest and Christmas, and Sharon and I are working diligently with Joanne on the Christmas parade already, even though it is August. I did a Baltimore Sun interview that will be published in the Sun on August 26th, talking about the town, so that should be something really special.
That's August 26th?
August 26th.
Thank you.
And we're also conducting a contest for a new slogan. Instead of using the term beat the peak, because everybody seems to be using beat the peak, we wanted to come up with something specifically just for Berlin. So we are asking for submissions, and the winner will win a $25 gift certificate to the Main Street Shop. So any and all, please apply, please submit. Working with Councilmember Hall on the Little Mr. and Miss Peach contest. It's this Friday night at 5:30. Dave Miller is going to be the MC for that. It's also second Friday night art stroll. And the ribbon cutting, just found out today, the ribbon cutting for Art in the Fields will be on Friday, August 28th, time to be determined. And also working with Councilmember Hall on the what Councilmember Troy mentioned last time about the sign on Broad Street. So we've come up tentatively with that. And that's it. Oh, I'll also be attending. I was asked to attend the MAGO conference this week on Thursday and Friday, so I'll be there as well.
Great. Excellent. Thank you very much. Next, we have the town administrator's report.
We're in the process of applying for the RP3 designation, which is a reliable public power provider designation by the American Public Power Association. Jeff mentioned the succession plan as part of that application. One of the things they look at is all of your HR policies and whether or not they're in place, and the succession plan is a component of that. We need to have a certain number of points, and we're looking very good on that application. We'll be submitting that probably in the next couple of weeks, which is about a month early than the deadline, which is the end of September. So we should hear, I would say, sometime in October. This is essentially what the RP3 designation indicates, is that we are meeting best practices when it comes to managing and running the electric utility.
Great.
Yep.
Excellent.
So largely to Tim's credit and to Jeff's work on the HR part of it.
Great. Very good.
Very good. So I'll go ahead and give you the report for the purchase orders for tonight. And we're going to start off with an FY15 expense. This is salt and materials, an invoice that we received just a few weeks ago from State Highway. It's $7,475.06 for salt materials for last winter. We have purchase order number 0066, Hills Electric Motor Service, $2,078.77. We have a purchase order number 0260, Intercoastal Trading, for $49,000. It's a blanket PO for chemicals. Purchase order number 0262, LB Water Services Incorporated, for $7,400 for water meters for Cannery Village. Purchase order number 0271, PEPUP Incorporated, $12,936, dyed ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel for fuel tanks at power plant substation. Purchase order number 0291, American Test Center, $1,720. The annual visual, operational, and dielectrical testing on vehicles, hand tools, and equipment. Purchase order number 0298, Curtis Engine, for $5,625. It's a contract for generator. Purchase order number 0306, Tenox Auto and Truck Collision, $1,658.12. It's emergency tire replacement. And that concludes my report.
One question.
Question.
Going forward, you would have only had two things then with the policy that we've approved tonight?
Yeah, anything over 10,000. Mm-hmm.
So we don't think you would only had two things on this report.
The intercoastal trading for 49,000 and the PEP up.
Question on the Cannery Village. Mm-hmm. Is that a reimbursement? Would that be reimbursed?
They're paying. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a change.
No, the initial meters are always, we
put
always,
in.
The town always pays for them.
Oh, okay. I'll make a motion to approve all eight purchase orders.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the eight purchase orders proposed by the town administrator. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Council. I don't have any comments tonight. Does anyone from Council have any?
Just two quick things, Mayor, if I could. Since the purchasing policy is changing, I'd like to encourage that the department heads try and use businesses that are in town. I talked with one of the department heads this evening about some of the purchases that were made, and we could possibly even get better pricing, and they agreed that they could look into that, so I'm hoping we could do that.
Okay.
And then the second thing would be, I've had three different people stop into my office to thank me and pass along to the chief that he's doing a wonderful job stopping them on 113. And they meant that seriously. One of them actually was stopped. Two of the others were business owners. And they're glad to see, the police are hiding everywhere now. I think it's fantastic. People are finally starting to slow down.
I don't think they're hiding.
We're not trying to hide.
And the trucks are now listening. I've noticed that because when I go to get my coffee in the morning, they're parking on Gay Street, they're parking behind the hotel, they're off the sidewalks, and thank you for taking care of that, honestly. Thank you.
Absolutely,
thank you, Chief.
I just have a couple quick things. I just wanted to thank the staff, the police department, the chief for working so well. I know Mary was there with Patricia and the pedestrian safety, Parks Commission, you know, but I just think that's such a nice event every year, you know, the National Night Out, and the fact that so many people are working together, and it's just like a big community party. And I just think it's good for the police department to have that relationship with the community too, and you know, be proactive with the young children. I just think it's a great event. And the other thing is, I just hope that if anybody has a little Mr. or Miss Peach, they need to be 4 to 7 and just show up at the hotel Friday night at 5:30, and they can register right up until the event. And we always look forward to that on second Friday night art stroll.
We're gonna enter Troy.
Yeah.
He's too old. He's got Maddie though.
No, that's great. Thank you for all you're doing to keep that going.
You know, and next year we're going to have that event, though, at the Peach Festival. I did want to say that we're not going to have it separate, that part of the Peach Festival will be the crowning of the new Little and Mr. Miss Peach, and that'll all happen on one day.
Great. Thank you.
On Public Works, on Flower Street and Branch Street, I've noticed that it's this grass growing up between the curbing and the sidewalk and the street and the curbing. And I know it's part of the landowner's responsibility. Some people are doing it. Some people are killing the weeds and some people are not.
Right.
But it would be nice if the town would just go along and maybe spray the ones that are not.
We did spray. It was earlier in the year. And I don't know but last week we were actually out there scraping them out. It was more towards the Bay Street side, but we're slowly working our way. Well, we wanted to dress up Flower Street for a National Night Out, so we were out there. But we need to continue and keep going towards Burdell Town.
Yeah. Right, and I'm really surprised at the way that the Cannery Village Construction Company is controlling the traffic. We're getting abundance of traffic on Flower Street, and the residents know what's going on because it's obvious. They're working right behind a lot of the people's property. Mm-hmm. And we're getting, I'm talking like 30 to 40 trucks a day, back and forth. And they start off at 7 o'clock in the morning, and people are really not complaining about it. And they come through the street and they're not, what I would say, raising hell with the trucks, like a lot of people do. And they're, you know, riding the speed limit. They're not overdoing it or anything. So we've got a good group working there. A lot of the people that live on that street are concerned about the traffic once the residents get into the Cannery Village. But I'm hoping that we can control that and make sure that it's not going to be a hassle for the people that are already living on Flower Street to get in and out of their property.
I would say one thing that, and I would like for you, because I'd be happy to talk with anybody about, but one of the things is that, you know, traffic is something we're going to be looking at town-wide because of so many things happening in so many areas, but it is an indication, I think I'm personally very excited that East Berlin is one of the fastest growing areas of Berlin. And quite frankly, I don't see that as a negative. I see that as a positive. And I would be worried if all this entire town was growing and East Berlin wasn't. And that's not happening. And so I just throw that out because sometimes I think people, it's easy when you're right there. And I understand because I know when the motorcycles go by in front of my house and things, you can't help but notice. But on the other hand, I hope that they'll reflect a little bit on how fortunate we are to have a thriving community in every neighborhood. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. It must be progress. progress.
It makes a difference. It makes a difference over time. And again, if you're having a speeding problem, there's the man to call because he can take care of it.
And the project does look like it's going to be a quality project.
Looks nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Do we have any comments from anyone in attendance tonight from the public?
I agree.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening. Council.
Welcome, good Ivory. Evening.
My name is Ivory Smith. I'm the president of Worcester County NAACP. But more or less, I was born and raised right here in Berlin, so it feels good just to come back to Berlin for a few. What I'm going to present to you right now is on September 19th is Sickle Cell Disease Awareness Month, and along with the Maryland State Conference, we're going to have a little walk at Stephen Cater Park from 12 till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a free event. We're not charging anything. We're going to have plenty of giveaways, and in the bag there are some of the giveaways. I only had six. I didn't know the young lady was there.
We'll fight over it.
Also, here's a couple brochures. But anyway, we're going to give out water. We're going to have a DJ Wiz, which is Steve Gusters from Snow Hill, local DJ. He's going to play some music for us. So I just hope you guys can come out and support. But if anything, just let everyone know that we are out there, and sickle cell is a trait that no one really knows that has it. I really don't know too much about it myself. So
we'll all be learning together, right?
Yeah, we'll be learning. Yeah. I'm trying to get hold of Dr. Glenn Arsdon from Atlanta Journal and see if he can come out, if anyone have any questions that he could provide the necessary answers, because they don't want to listen to me. So just to say that there, I just appreciate all that you guys are doing in Berlin. I just hear a lot of wonderful things, especially getting bathrooms at Stephen Cater Park and at Henry Park. I never thought in my life that bathrooms, you know, would be coming, but which is good. You know, it shows how progress is coming in Berlin. And then there's one more thing that I want to let you know. I know some of you may have the letter, I know the mayor has it, but on October 17th, we're having our annual Freedom Fund dinner at Stephen Cater Middle School. And our guest speaker is U.S. Congresswoman Donna Edwards. So she's going to be our keynote speaker. And on that note, we're going to award five awardees. Just said thank you for all they do in Worcester County. One is Al Hondo Handy for the town of Ocean City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does he does a lot, and a lot of people don't know he does a lot, but he does a lot, and I've been working with Hondo with basketball. How's Cordray? 20 what? How's Cordray?
28.
All right, 26. Been coaching down there with Hondo. Atlantic Physical Therapy, Mr. Bob Hammond. Sunrise Church from Berlin, mm-hmm. down McCray. They do a lot.
They do.
Mr. William Burdell, World War II vet. We're gonna honor him. Patricia Doofendock, right? I said it right.
Doofendock, yes.
Right.
For 113 Highway, mm-hmm. All this stuff that she's done. And former Pocomo Police Chief Calvin Sewell. We're gonna recognize him. He's done a lot down Pocomo. He cleaned Pocomo a lot up, but you know, certain things happen, you know, unfortunately, but it's gonna work out for him. So just to say those things, I appreciate all y'all are doing. Arnold, I appreciate all you're doing. Just don't stop me.
What's that date? What's that date?
Yep, October 17th, 2015. That's a Saturday,
right? That's a Saturday.
The tickets are $35 for adults, $15 for youth, and $15 for youth just to cover the plate.
And what we'll do is that we'll have the town administrator send out an email so that we can purchase them as a block, as many of us as possibly go. I know I'll be there, and I know some other folks will be there.
I'll leave this right.
That would be perfect.
And all right.
That'd be perfect.
And, yeah. And our last final thing, we have a meeting on the 27th, our annual meeting, monthly meeting on the 27th at Ambassador for Christ International Ministries. So we're going to try to do the church thing.
Now, what
That's a Thursday.
What month?
This month.
August?
August. Yeah, August. Yeah, at 7 o'clock. Coastal Hospice is going to be there. Reverend Emmanuel Johnson is going to do a presentation and do a little bit of speaking.
And Mr. Smith, if I can ask again, just because I was trying to take notes,
mm-hmm.
on the sickle cell disease
mm-hmm.
awareness
mm-hmm.
event, is that September 19th?
September 19th.
Is it, what day is that?
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Saturday. Great, great. And is that at Steve Nicator?
Steve Nicator Park.
Can I ask?
Park. Steve Nicator Park, mm-hmm. okay.
Can I ask a follow-up question, please, Mayor?
Sure.
How many people are you expecting to come to the walk?
Well, if I get 50, I'd be happy.
Okay. Yeah, so. I don't think we have a park reservation or anything like that, but we can work with him
yeah.
to make sure
yeah.
he gets
squared away.
What
yeah.
he needs.
What I wanted to do was put some red flags around just the path for sickle cell.
Yeah. What I would suggest is maybe get a hold of Mary. Mary's. Administrative services, but she's also been coordinating Parks and Rec for a while. And yeah, really, she can kind of give you some guidance there. We definitely think it's a great idea.
Okay.
I'm glad you told us ahead of time. And also, I want to let you know that we will be placing an ad in your in the program for the annual meeting.
Great.
So you should have that soon.
That'd be
very soon.
As long as I get by September 25th.
Yeah, but I appreciate the update. I think this is the first time since I've been mayor that we've had an update from the local chapter, and
yeah.
it's great.
I think you got to get back into the community.
Listen, everything works that way.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, it doesn't matter
yep.
if it's sports or the Christmas parade, whatever. The more we all network and
yep,
share
exactly.
information, and I too thank you so much for your compliments about the police and so forth. Because given what's going on in the world today, we are very fortunate, and we shouldn't take it for granted. And
we need
not to take each other for granted
yeah.
either.
Yeah. Exactly. So I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else that wishes to address the mayor and council this evening? Right. Any questions or comments from the press?
Move to adjourn.
We stand adjourned. Thank you very much for attending and for your patience.
It's a record
of
shorts.
Man, that was interesting. What's going on?
Hey, Dave.
I think I could do that with the good events.
Which is neat.
I know.
Hey, Dave.
Trade cards.
Where the hell am I supposed to be?
I don't believe it.
And if that's the surgery